40% of Rhode Island's high school juniors are preparing to retake the state math test so they can improve their scores enough to earn a diploma under a new state policy. That means high schools around the state must help those students study up on algebra and geometry. In Cranston, hundreds of students need to retake the test. So I asked Cranston Public Schools Assistant Superintendent Janine Natamasi what the district is doing to get kids ready.
We've created test prep classes. We have remedial classes that students can go into. And we're trying to give them kind of wraparound services so that they have extra classes before they take the test. They have classes after they take the test so that when we get the results back, if they haven't achieved a 2, they're already enrolled in some remedial classes.
And now Cranston is a relatively large district, one of the largest. So how many kids are we talking about here?
Our total enrollment hovers just beneath 11,000. Of the juniors who took the test, probably less than 400, just a hair shy of 400, did not achieve a 2.
There are 2 public high schools in Cranston, and at Cranston High School East, a little more than half of all juniors will have to retake the math test in the fall. I asked the school's math department head, Stacy Campbell, how it's possible for so many students to pass their classes, make it all the way to junior year, and still be unable to score partially proficient on the math portion of the state test.
I find that a lot of students, number one, they're not retaining a lot of the things. They may have had the courses. We have some students that were in higher level classes and miss and not get a 2 by 1 or 2 points. I look at the released items and I see that someone who is in has passed Algebra 1 and passed Geometry should really be able to score at least a 2 on the exam.
So why aren't they? Well, Campbell says they may be forgetting some of the math they learned prior to the fall of junior year when students first take the state test. But she believes there's another problem. The test is difficult. More difficult, she believes, than the Massachusetts test known as MCAS. Although both tests were designed by the same testing company, Measured Progress, Campbell describes Rhode Island's test as having trickier questions. She calls them distractors.
They say not, but I think they have a lot of distractors. I think they intentionally try to distract kids so that they'll see that first answer and they'll go, oh, I know that's it. And it's not it. And I've been at meetings with Measured Progress, and they say absolutely not. But the director of curriculum for mathematics has actually compared similar questions with NECAP and with the MCAS and seen that the MCAS, same type of question, is way more straightforward.
Campbell says she's confident Cranston students will get better at taking the Rhode Island test, especially now that it counts for graduation. In the past, she watched some students bubble in designs on their answer sheets because they just didn't take it that seriously. The district is now trying to get all students through Algebra 1 and Geometry before they take the test, and they're offering voluntary test prep classes after school for juniors who need to retake. Assistant Superintendent Janine Natamasi says her biggest concern is that some students now have to concentrate on the tested subjects, math and English, and that means skipping other classes that might interest them more.
We have a set number of hours to work with during the day. So a student's schedule is 6 periods a day in Cranston. And we also have to address all of the other graduation issues or requirements. So they have to take 4 years of English, 4 years essentially of math, 2 years of social studies, including U.S. history, 3 years of science, a technology requirement, a fine art requirement. So within all of that, we have certain classes that students need to take. And that's okay, but if you add in now they have to take a remedial math class, something else gets pushed aside. So if a student is interested in taking extra technology classes or a foreign language or something else, they may have to sacrifice something that they're interested in in order to take a remedial math class.
Despite her concerns, Natamasi says she agrees with state officials when they say Rhode Island students need to know the basics so they can succeed after high school. The challenge is keeping high school fun and interesting while still preparing students to pass the state test. That's a challenge teachers around the state are facing as they now try to help roughly 4,000 juniors studying to retake the test. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting is funded in part by the Rhode Island Foundation and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.